people who set goals generally, controlling for other factors, are more successful, whether it's in business, whether it's in their personal lives. Goals matter. They don't just matter, though, for the quote-unquote hard currency. They also matter for the ultimate currency, the currency of happiness. Goals properly understood, lead to happiness. And I emphasize properly understood. Why? Because we know that attaining goals, the attainment of a goal, does not in and of itself lead to happiness. Yes, getting tenure will lead to a spike in my well-being, but very quickly I'll go back to my base level. Winning a lottery or making a lot of money or getting promoted at work will lead to a spike in my well-being, but it will not lead to long-lasting happiness. So that's temporary, we know that. So we know that the attainment of goals does not lead to happiness. What does lead to happiness? Understanding the proper role of goals. And understanding that it's not the attaining of a goal that leads to happiness, but the having of a goal that leads to happiness. So 2 years ago, when I taught positive psychology, a book came out by a very important scholar in the area of happiness, who is the Dalai Lama's right-hand man. He's his translator, Ricardo Mathieu. Wonderful book on happiness came out.